Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. John Cougar Mellencamp, Once Upon a Time. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Got our good friend Tom Asacker back on the show. Tom's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the author of The Business of Belief, also A Little Less Conversation, also The Sandbox set of books, also I Am Keats, and you're starting to see the picture here. I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. Hey, Tom, thanks again for being here. The businessofbelief.com, is that right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so check that out, folks. Who knows how many he has. Hey, Tom, we're talking about customers and why they have other options. I want to give an example of something that only someone who's lived as long as I have would have a perspective on. I remember in the 70s when they raised the minimum wage a buck, maybe. It was actually inflationary.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm serious. Not only was the Fed worried about inflation if they raised minimum wage, it actually happened because that dollar rippled through the pay scale so much, especially at the lower end, that it really did cause inflation. Now, today, when the minimum wage goes up, it's a non-issue, and here's why. People have other options than to be waited on by someone who is close to the minimum wage. There are not that many people out there who are still making that kind of money because they've been taken over by a kiosk or by a website or something like that. So when you get somebody who actually will come and see you or go to your website, you better love them up because they got other options like they've never had before. What do you think?
Yeah, look, there are only so many of these human relationships that are happening, like you said, outside of all of this robotic, you know, click buttons. And so to let those go, because, again, those are the source of everything that you need, of all the information that you need, the insights. I remember William James wrote, and I think, excuse me, I think this is where business has to get back to, especially small business if they want a chance. He wrote that, "I am done with great things and big plans, great institutions and big successes. I am for those tiny, invisible, loving human forces that work from individual to individual, creeping through the crannies of the world like so many rootlets, or the capillary oozing water, yet which, if given time, will rend the hardest monuments of human pride." It's this human relationship that's the edge of every small business out there. To not be focused intently on that is to miss the entire game that you're playing.
Well, one of the things that I've observed, and I've been helped by the teachings of Archie Chankute, one of the great experts on trust, is that if you'll pay attention to the demand for trust today, which is greater than it was before the internet, which is greater than it was 1,000 years ago, there's a greater demand for trust because we're moving so fast these days. And the only people who demand trust, the only entities who demand trust, are human beings.
That's it.
So if they're demanding trust, that means, and if it's happening more and more, and if there's a scarcity of it, that means it's more valuable. And there's nobody, there is no sector in the marketplace that has a wellspring of trust like the small business. And if your customers don't think of you that way, then you're not going to make it. What do you think, Tom?
No, listen, Jim, you know I've been saying this for forever. I wrote it at the turn of the century, because of the abundance of options, that feelings are the only value proposition left in a developed economy.
Right. Everything else they
That's
know.
It. Right?
Yep. Everything else they get 6 ways from Sunday.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So especially in this time of year when we're, you know, looking at year end and we're thinking ahead and we're celebrating our successes and we're wondering what to do next, people really need to sit down and think about the fact that those customers are the value that you have. Those relationships are all that you really have. Everything else is a cost.
That's right. So
how else do we say it, Jim? You know, have a customer day. Have a holiday gathering and bring in your top customers and give them free food and wine and a gift, and then just chat. And how can I help you? How can I do better in 2018? How can I relieve some of this stress that everyone's feeling and this anxiety? What more can I do for you? What value can I bring to you? And then do it.
Well,
it's not that complicated.
That's exactly right. And where else are you going to get your the revenue for you to be successful? If you're going to stay in business, it's got to come from customers. You can't be successful buying from yourself. Your employees aren't going to buy that much from you. Hey, Tom, I need the website one more time.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You'll find all the other smart things that Tom Asacker does. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. Tom Asacker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R. That's how you spell his last name. Check out his websites, folks. You'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.